Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We are with Ken Lovett, former Albany bureau chief for the New York Daily News, now senior vice president for communications and Albany director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, quite a week again in New York State government and politics. Why don't we start with the article in the New York Times today about New York State Senator Kevin Parker, among other things.
Yeah, you know, an old Republican operative used to refer when Democrats fought as dem-on-dem violence. And we are seeing that since the Democrats took control of the legislature for the first time in over a decade. For a lot of time in the last few months, we've seen sparring between the legislature and the governor. But now in the Senate, we're seeing fights between themselves. Kevin Parker and new Senator Alessandra Biaggi got into a shouting match. Biaggi is part of a Young Turks crew who's been really aggressive and outspoken, especially on social media, threatening basically primaries to people who don't go along with some of the more progressive ideas they're pushing. Parker got upset. He threw down his tie. Parker's a noted hothead. He's been in trouble before for his temper, and actually a court ordered him to have anger management. But it's a sign of a bigger issue, and one that Cuomo's top aide, Melissa DeRosa, yesterday talked about. She basically said that the Democrats are dealing with their own Tea Party situation, where you have progressives on the hard left who aren't tolerating any kind of dissent within the party and keep threatening primaries, and she says it turns into a circular firing squad. And we are seeing that. There's great tensions within the Senate between certain members because of the difference in ideology. You know, someone from New York City who's much more progressive, they've got Long Island and suburban Democrats who have to worry, who are more moderate and have to worry about their own politics and getting reelected.
All within the time frame of the continuing session.
So issues like driver's license, authorizing driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants, something that the governor said he would sign if it passed the Senate and the Assembly. You know, those are the types of issues that are making it harder to come to consensus. We saw it with pot. We saw it on criminal justice issues. You know, they used to say it was the independent Democrats, the breakaway Democrats who kept all these things from happening. But in reality, we're seeing that even with the Democrats in charge, it's not so easy. So, just because one party is in charge doesn't mean they all agree.
Well, we made some news this week, Ken, and the issue is aid in dying. The question posed to Governor Andrew Cuomo by our Alan Chartok, what do you think about this legislation? Of course, it had been wallowing in the then Republican-controlled state Senate for years. Now, he says, pass the bill.
Yeah, he said he would sign it, certainly if it passes. Whether that happens, I have not heard much discussion about it in terms of it having a chance this year. And like with a lot of issues, as I mentioned, the undocumented immigrants and driver's licenses, marijuana, the feeling is if it doesn't get passed this year, it's not going to pass next year because it's an election year. And this, the aid in dying, physician-assisted suicide, as some label it as well, it's a tough issue. This is not a party issue. This is an issue, really, a vote of conscience, if you will. So you have Democrats, Republicans who support it. You have Democrats and Republicans who oppose it for moral grounds. So it's not an easy issue, but certainly having the governor on board for the first time sends a signal that maybe it can move this year.
Ken Lovett is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Joining us this morning on a Friday. Have a great weekend, Ken. Thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care. Be well.